expectation. 24th of May, patient Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Whitaker, W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R, date of birth 8-13-1947. Christine Whitaker was seen for an evaluation of hyperthyroidism per paragraph. Previously comments, she has been diagnosed with Graves' disease, a number of years ago, at which point she had been seen by me per paragraph. She had been treated with methimazole and was last seen about 14 years ago. Per paragraph of this visit, comma, she has no specific complaints. Per paragraph, past history significant for Graves' disease, comma, right hemiparesis, comma, hypertension and gallbladder surgery. Per paragraph, family history is notable for a daughter who has hypothyroidism. Per paragraph, social history. She has worked as an administration assistant. Does not smoke or drink alcohol, period, paragraph. Current medications, colon, methimazole, 10 milligrams, 5 days per week, comma, Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily, comma, metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily, comma, gabapentin, 100 milligrams three times a day, and atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily, paragraph. General review was unremarked for 12 systems evaluated, apart from episodes of diarrhea and numbness in the feet, period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated, period, paragraph. Lung examination, blood pressure 140 over 78, comma, weight 238 pounds, the BMI is 38.5, period, the pulse 72 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, and there was no abnormal lymphadenopathy in the neck, paragraph. The heart sounds were normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, apart from evidence of right hemiparesis, paragraph. Recent lab tests, colon, TSH 4.13, comma, borderline, and peer paragraph impression, hyperthyroidism, comma, secondary to Graves' disease, comma, and currently borderline hypothyroid. Peer, she also has hypertension, comma, previous right hemiparesis and atrial fibrillation, per paragraph. Recommendations, colon, decrease methimazole to 5 milligrams daily and no other changes, per paragraph. Follow-up visit in 6 weeks' time, per paragraph. Next patient. Harbinder, H-A-R-B-I-N-D-E-R, Kaur, K-A-U-R, date of birth 5/30/1966. Harbinder Kaur was seen for evaluation of possible parathyroid adenoma, per paragraph. There were no specific symptoms suggestive of hyperparathyroidism, and there was no difficulty swallowing or hoarseness, per paragraph. Past medical history, colon, hypothyroidism and small thyroid nodules, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, per paragraph. Current medication, levothyroxine, 0.088 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for assistance evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 148 over 76, comma, weight 163 pounds, BMI is 29, period, the pulse 72 minute period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart's normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact, per paragraph. I reviewed recent studies, including an ultrasound of the neck, which has shown a normal-sized thyroid gland with small nodules and a possible parathyroid gland or versus lymph node in the right side of the neck, period, paragraph. The serum calcium is 9.4, and PTH level is 40, comma, both in the normal range at this time. Paragraph impression, multinodular goiter and hypothyroidism come up. With without evidence of active primary hyperparathyroidism come at this point. Per paragraph, I recommend no further investigations, but follow up in about 1 year for monitoring of thyroid function and possible calcium levels. Per paragraph. Next patient. Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Rudolph, R-U-D-O-L-P-H, date of birth 9/5/1954. Ricardo Rudolph was seen for evaluation of type 2 diabetes. Paragraph, he has had diabetes for more than 20 years and has been treated with a combination of insulin and oral antidiabetic agents. Paragraph, his overall blood sugar control is suboptimal with recent hemoglobin A1C of 7.9%. Paragraph, does not appear to be on a an appropriate diabetic diet at this point and does little exercise. Per paragraph, past history is known for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and obesity. Per paragraph, family history is negative for diabetes. Per paragraph, social history, he works as a machine operator. Paragraph, card medication, metformin 1,000 milligrams twice daily, comma, Januvia 100 milligrams daily, comma, lodipine 10/20 milligrams daily, comma, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, and Lantus 40 units in the evening with Humalog 10 units twice a day. Paired, aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Paired, paragraph, general review. So that was unremarkable. Trust systems evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 128/66, comma, weight 237 pounds, BMI is 38, period of the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid glands on a large, they're normal, normal, and other masses pass to the neck, but the heart's normal, the lungs are clear, and the peripheral examination is grossly intact. Paragraph, impression. Type 2 diabetes, hyperglycemia, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, obesity, and dietary indiscretion. Per paragraph, I've discussed with him in some detail dietary intervention for better control of his diabetes and have provided him with a continuous glucose monitor. Per paragraph, follow a visit in the near future. Per paragraph, next patient. Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, R. Antonelli, A-N-T-O-N-E-L-L-I. Date of birth 5/20/1945. Patricia Antonelli was seen for evaluation of hyperparathyroidism. Per paragraph, she previously had hyperparathyroidism and a parathyroidectomy. Per paragraph, she has no specific symptoms suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance. Of a parathyroid hormone imbalance. Per paragraph, she currently resides in assisted living and has had behavioral issues in that setting. Per paragraph, past history significant for Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Per paragraph, social history is as noted. Per paragraph, medication: colon, buspirone 10 milligrams, QHS, comma, hydralazine 100 milligrams, 8 hourly, comma, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily, comma, melatonin, comma, pravastatin 10 milligrams daily, comma, quetiapine 25 milligrams, QHS, comma, sertraline 100 milligrams daily, comma, vitamin D, period, paragraph. General review, so that was unremarkable. Trust systems evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 120/70, comma, weight 223 pounds. Period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged, the normal number of the masses of the path of the neck, but the hearts and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Period. Paragraph, I reviewed recent studies which include an ultrasound of her thyroid, which is normal, and PTH level of 198, elevated. Period serum calcium was 9.3, normal, and TSH 3.67, also the normal range. Preparative impression, normal calcemic hyperparathyroidism in a patient with Alzheimer's disease, and depression per paragraph. At this point, I discussed the findings with her daughter and indicated that, because the calcium level was normal, no further intervention was thought necessary for the hyperparathyroidism at this point. Per paragraph, next patient. Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Schoenberg, S-C-H-O-E-N-B-E-R-G, date of birth 1/28/1934. Janice Schoenberg was seen for follow-up of previous thyroid cancer and primary hyperparathyroidism. Paragraph. Previously, she has had a thyroidectomy and papillary cell carcinoma, and a parathyroidectomy for primary hyperparathyroidism. Paragraph. At this time, there are no major complaints, and she appears to be doing quite well. Paragraph. Current medication, levothyroxine, 0.088 milligrams daily, pravastatin, 10 milligrams daily, vitamin D. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 122/64, weight 139 pounds, the BMI is 25.5. The heart and all the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Paragraph. Recent NAB studies, serum TSH 1.06 and thyroglobulin less than 1, both satisfactory. Period. Paragraph. Impression, post-surgical hypothyroidism and papillary cell carcinoma of the thyroid, with no evidence of recurrence. Per paragraph. She has stage 4 chronic kidney disease. Per paragraph. Recommendations, continue cardiac medication and follow-up visit in 1 year. Per paragraph. Indication.